Proclamation number 7829, dated the February 18th, 1961. Work of the Spirit and the work of the spirit world. You are guided into truth. Do you understand how significant it is to have the guarantee of living in absolute truth, because I am instructing you myself? And do not be misled if you are faced by contentions that you cannot be certain that it is I who speaks to you, or you would even have to dismiss the Book of Books, which clearly refers to my working of the Spirit. But people are already so distant from me that they no longer know of my Spirit's work in a human being. Although occasionally they indeed look for contact with the spiritual kingdom, they are completely without knowledge and therefore in danger of accepting messages which do not correspond to the truth, since they know too little about the working of the spirits who have not yet entered the kingdom of light. They make contact with spiritual regions, with the world of spirits which, in fact, also look for contact with people, but only to make themselves heard in order to transfer their misguided, confused thoughts to people, as they did on earth. For as long as they are not in the world of light, they do not think correctly. Their spirit is still dark and they are only able to pass on wrong concepts to people. And people value such messages from the world of spirits too highly. But they do not look for the right relationship with me, which would assure that they receive the truth. My spirit will guide you into truth. Single quote: I want to instruct you myself, and although I speak to you through messengers of light, it is still the same, for the truth originates from me and is passed on to you through my messengers of light. They will never be able to say anything other than is my will, nor would they want to, since they receive the spiritual knowledge they pass on to you from me. I myself instruct you through the Spirit. You humans should comprehend that God Himself speaks to you. Do not just dismiss this as impossible. For you are in direct contact with me, because you are my living creations, my children, who belong to me eternally. The Father will always speak to His children, providing they want it and fulfill my related conditions for the child to hear the Father's voice. You have to believe that I speak to you. Prepare yourselves as a vessel for the flow of my Spirit and listen inwardly. To be able to believe, you have to live in love, whereby you prepare yourselves as a dwelling for me so that I then can be present in you. And if you listen attentively, you will hear me. And what I say to you is truth, for the eternal truth itself speaks to you, it educates you, and you will learn everything that is necessary for the salvation of your soul. But do you need the voices from the spirit world for this? Be seriously warned not to accept messages as truthful which were not given to you through the working of my spirit. And avoid those who claim to have contact with the world of spirits. They are a danger for you because they confuse your thoughts and keep you away from the pure truth. People with already matured souls can certainly have occasional insights into these worlds and exercise their influence on the souls in darkness, but the people on earth will never benefit from seeking contact with the world of darkness. That is why they should avoid such dealings with the spirit world, because they are also my adversaries' means in the last days to confuse people's thoughts so that they are unable to appreciate the truth or even reject it, or they take less notice of it than those messages and overlook an invaluable gift of grace. The truth comes forth from me myself, and you humans will receive it if you so desire. However, if you are satisfied with messages which do not originate from me, if you pay attention to them, then you do not desire truth and will never come to possess it either. But where my spirit is walking, there is truth. For I can only work where the conditions are met, but then I will keep every error at bay, for this is truly within my power. I want truth to be sent to earth, and I have the power to exercise my will, because you humans live with misconceptions and are therefore in utmost danger. You humans can only become blessed through truth and therefore have to sincerely ask me for it. But then you can also be certain that you will receive it, that I will teach you myself, as I have promised. Amen.